Welcome to Seeds of Honesty, a podcast that clears the crop circles of confusion. In today's episode, we will be talking about small-scale farms. Another common misconception in the agriculture industry is that small-scale farms do not contribute to the food industry at a large scale. But really, nearly 90% of farming operations are small-scale farms. In this episode, Parker Wilson, a former livestock showman and a current show cattle raiser, will tell us about the importance of small-scale and family-owned and operated farms.
Hi, my name is Parker Wilson, and I am a senior at Texas A&M University, and I come from a small farm and ranch in Navasota, Texas, where my dad is the manager at for almost 30 years now. I grew up there my whole life, raising cattle and being a part of the agriculture industry and providing food to the world. Essentially, I showed steers my entire life for 10 years, as long as I could. We had a good run at it, and at Double H Ranch, we raised all of our cattle that I showed, and now are raising them to sell them for the market steer shows across the state of Texas, which is producing meat for the industry.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Parker. I have a couple of questions for you.
All right, let's hear them.
Have you ever heard anyone talk about the misconception that smaller farms and ranches do not contribute to the food industry?
Yes, ma'am. I think there's a big misconception on the fact that smaller farmer and ranchers don't contribute to the food industry. And I'd have to say they're wrong. I think we put in just as much as work as the bigger farmers, not only, you know, necessarily with the crops and all of that, but more with the market animals. I was someone that had the fortunate opportunity to raise market steers my entire life and still do with my family. And we still provide just as much as meat and food as anyone could. Not only do our market steers that go on to the Texas Majors contribute, but just our cattle in general that we wean, and they never really make it to the show circuit, but they definitely do make it to the market and feed the people.
I think that's very true. I also think that, you know, all of the, about 90% of the meat that comes from the food industry comes from small-scale farms. And I think that although one farm may not produce a lot, I think combined they produce, you know, like I said, 90% of the food that we are able to eat, and it does provide a lot for the food industry. And my next question is, do you ever face any challenges within the industry?
Of course we do. You know, we're just like everyone else, and weather does play a part in the challenges that farmers and ranchers face. I mean, we can talk about the freeze there for a second. And, you know, on the ranch, it was just me and my family. And we have probably over 150 head. Plus, we run some exotics at our place. And so, you know, I felt like every time we got done feeding everything and putting out hay, we were doing it all over again. And, you know, not only were we out of electricity and water, but we also had all of these cattle we had to feed. And it was so cold. I mean, it was a tough time, I do have to say. And not only the challenges, but we can talk about last summer, you know, the drought that happened. And, you know, there's a lot of farmer and ranchers that were selling off cattle. And, you know, we started feeding hay back in June, and that hurt us significantly because we didn't have any hay for the winter. And so we had to put out some money to go and buy hay. And it definitely put a hurting on our farm and ranch, because that, us not being able to make enough hay because of the drought, not only that, but having to feed the hay so early, just really put a damper in our farm and ranch.
I think that's very true. And it also, I think being a part of the agriculture industry is different than working, I've said this before in a previous podcast, but it's different than working a 9-to-5 job, because with a 9-to-5 job, you can go into work and leave work at work. But with farming and ranching, you know, work doesn't really leave.
Yeah, Yeah, and I can relate to that a lot. My dad, like I said before, he's managed this ranch for over 30 years, and it's a 7 days a week, 24/7. I mean, it doesn't matter when a cow's trying to calve. I mean, if she's trying to calve and needs help, I mean, we're up in the middle of the night trying to help her out. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand, is that our job is 24/7. There is no, oh, I'm off work. So I can definitely relate to all of that.
I also think another thing that makes the agriculture industry so different is the fact that things happen that are out of our control, and it's how we react and how we handle these situations that allow us to come back and still produce, you know, feed or meat and stuff like that. And I, like I said, I think that's where the ag industry, you know, sets itself apart compared to other industries.
I can totally agree with that 100%.
And so since you talked about all of these challenges, how do you overcome the challenges? How do you wake up every morning and have the mindset of, I'm going to get this done, I'm going to do this? Because sometimes it can be hard whenever you're facing challenges that are out of your control.
You know, it's never really been an option for me. You know, growing up, it's been our entire lives, and you have to have the passion for it. And if you don't have the passion to get up and go every day, whether it's hard or not, then you're in the wrong industry. I mean, there is no give up. I mean, those animals are counting on you. The industry itself is counting on you. And honestly, I mean, it's kind of like winning and losing. I mean, when you win it, it's great. And when you're losing, it sucks, but you don't stop. And I think that's something that many people don't understand. Like, it is hard work, and you have to have the try to be successful in the industry.
I also think that, you know, people that grew up showing and raising livestock, there are so many lessons that you learn from doing this. It, you know, it teaches you how to work hard and how to be responsible and stuff like that. And I think that within this industry, you're being taught things that other places could not teach you. You could not sit in a school classroom and learn these type of things.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I would not be the person I am today without the industry. It has taught me so much. And I want to touch back on what I said in the beginning. I mean, I grew up showing market steers, and I think that that is the best industry to grow up in. It teaches you hard work. It teaches you how to get up and put your feet on the ground in the morning. And it teaches you discipline. I mean, after it's all said and done, kids that grow up in the agriculture industry are just built different. They know how to work. They know what responsibility is. And I can 100% say that it's because of the agriculture industry and the people that you're surrounded by.
I can definitely agree with that. To wrap this up, the last question is, how can we do a better job at advocating for the agriculture industry and showing people what really occurs on a daily basis? Because I think a lot of the times what people see is just a glimpse of what could be occurring, but a lot of the times it's negative. And I think a lot of people get that negative idea of stuff that goes on, when in reality they don't truly know what's happening.
I honestly think, you know, this question is asked a lot, and every person you ask is that we just need to advocate more. We just need to advocate more. And I think the average person needs to sit back and take a moment and really just, if someone asks you a question that has no idea, break it down to them. Break it down into their language instead of just saying, no, you're wrong, and arguing with them, because 9 times out of 10, they have no idea what they're talking about. They have no idea what it is about. They read stuff, they believe it. But if you have someone that has no idea what's going on, and you just sit there and talk to them, they're gonna understand. And you know, some of them just don't understand that the agriculture industry literally feeds the entire world, but they need someone to sit down and dumb it down for them, literally. And I feel like that's where some of us go wrong, is we talk about the bigger picture instead of breaking it down to simple things.
I agree with that. I think, you know, it's like sitting in a, you know, since we're both ag majors, that would be like us sitting in a math class where we have no idea what's going on and all of these words that we don't know the meanings to are being said and we're just sitting there lost and confused. And I think that a lot of the times us as agriculturalists just assume that these people know what, you know, certain words mean when in reality they probably have no idea.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's a fact and it's really proven, you know, that's what it's about. I mean, no different than if we were in biology. I mean, I had no idea what's going on.
I can agree with that. Well, I think that's all I have for today, but thank you so much for joining me and thank you for giving your insight on what the ag industry means to you.
Thank you for having me.